beautiful one here for the March new moon as we enter into a cycle of Mercury retrograde. There's a lot going on. It's a powerful cycle to propel your manifesting good forward. There's no reason to fear the Mercury retrograde period, where there is a chance that there can feel like there's unwinding, reviewing, refreshing, and also runs the risk of things can get amplified or misunderstood. But this is because it's a time of reset for what you want to manifest. It's so incredibly powerful to use the moon ritual time to boost your dreams into alignment. And doing it during a Mercury retrograde really allows for a new reconfiguration. This can feel overwhelming as we begin to clear out the communication channels that need clarity. And if we don't give it the proper attention, we might find that our intentions we truly want to manifest stay misaligned. So this can be such a tender time of what's coming through for new growth as a way to really check in to the alignment, to the rhythm, and the synchronicity that wants to come through, that is in integrity and in connection to what you want to manifest. What's this new cycle bringing forward? There has been a lot of winding up to this point of really having to go back and review and uplift deeply held concealed roots of patterns that don't serve. It's a recalibration time here that we're in right now, and it's going to pick up and speed up as we reach the equinox time that's coming up here at the next full moon, and manifestations are going to begin to emerge in a powerful, supercharged way. The question is which we all have to ask and look at right now, is what is the true synchronistic rhythm and alignment that holds the connection strongest to the manifesting seeds of intention and growth that we want our dreams to take on? The new shape and the new life and the new cycle. So we have to go into the first focus, which is clearing out the communication channels with ourselves and in our lives. The communication that needs more truthful insight and attention. It's surfacing in all various channels between each other, with ourselves. Pay close attention right now to your intentions during this power time so you may clear the channel for the pathways that support the field of what you want planet right now. I went right as Mercury retrograde was beginning to LA for a one-day deep immersive retreat with a advisor who is advising me on my writing career and, you know, all integrated pieces that kind of flow into how I'm showing up in my life and the work that I'm doing. I can't emphasize enough how important it is to give ourselves these retreats to truth. This is what even doing the moon rituals allow us to do. It's those connection times that synchronizes with nature when it aligns us to what has that grace to it. And it rocked my world. I took the drive home silently as there was like an incredible California lightning storm, which we rarely get, that was just lighting up over the ocean. It was like the universe was just sizzling with clarity and power. That 2-hour drive from LA home to my area, I drove in silence. I let it all begin to integrate, and I let the communication begin to clear the channels for my own truthful insight. You can do that today, tomorrow, during this new moon time, during this actual 3-week cycle of the Mercury retrograde. Begin to allow the clearing for the communication channels to bring the attention to what's true for you, What's the truthful insight? So that you are planting right now the dreams, the manifesting intentions that are in alignment for you. Because the second focus is about what are the seeds of the manifestation you are growing. Really check into that question when you do your new moon ritual, when you get yourself into a calm, clear state. Let the light, the seeds of truth, speak to you and bring them out into the light. Let the flow and momentum accelerate for you this month with what is in alignment and on point for you. You know, I often talk about that Mercury retrograde is a period where we recalibrate, we slow down, we rewind, we re-course correct. Because if we're driving down the road when the momentum, manifesting emerging momentum speeds up, which it's going to be doing, and we're going down the road 100 miles an hour and we're off course, or we just need more clarity, the impact that can surface can be quite devastating, overwhelming, huge course correction. So Mercury retrograde really is a powerful time to review, rewind, and give attention to those intentions. What do you want growing and showing up for you? How do you want to show up? Start with the intentions, the seeds, the dreams, the manifesting deeds that you are focusing in on right now, that you want showing up and growing around you. Is this power time? The third focus is clarity creation is here. It's going to grow and become something in the world. And you want what you're surrounded in to become and create the life that you are worthy to name and claim, that is a match, is in alignment for you. So you can become and create your focus. Speak it, seed it, seed those manifesting intentions, nourish it, and let your courage speak up and create the clarity that's needed. We'd like you to put your hand over your heart and say, I am worthy to name and claim what's true to my heart, what's true that I want to be living, and I am willing to take the next brave step towards this new world that is becoming your new chapter, your new manifesting cycle. Your growth, your emergence, your manifestations. And in closing, for the March new moon ritual, you're going to follow the 7 easy steps. You're going to recognize that the more you keep it simple, the more you check in with yourself consistently every month during this power time, to drop in, to be truthful, to synchronize. You're working with the rhythm and the nature of yourself, similar to the rhythm and nature of life around us. So again, I just want to emphasize that doing the moon rituals, you know, creating the time and the space, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, just to drop in, check in, review, name it, claim it, write your list, write it right, pen to paper, antenna to God, to source, the universal loving connection. There is a benevolent belonging that you have that's ready to be supportive for what your heart desires, for the life that is yours to live, full of grace, ease and grace, and beautiful unfoldment. And then the full moon. This is really about allowing yourself to go through decluttering, clearing. So in this power time over the course of this month, what do you want to be manifesting here in the month of March? What do you want to be setting the tone that's going to roll out over the next several months that then is going to become the propelling propensity for the next year or two, laying that foundation. I talked about on the Remarkable Souls podcast for the Monday Mantra that was this week on March 4th. As we were entering into Mercury retrograde, a new moon, March 4th, the manifesting step forth, moving forth, how we're walking in the world. I walk with today, soulful and free. This mantra is the energy that you bring to what you want to manifest. It doesn't come from a place that feels heavy, desperate, or needy, or even lacking. It's what brings you so full alive. It naturally sets you free, and that's already inside of you. And you can use this time to become that. So this is the cycle where we light our candle and we say, become. Become to our dreams, become to our intentions, and dropping down to what is real and true and full of integrity. Integrity is really a connection word. It's about the strength and the integrity of that connection. A building that has integrity doesn't crumble easy. So the integrity of your intentions, what's really truthful for you, is what this clearing the communication channel is about, because your new creation is here for you now, flowing and growing. And may you, my beautiful one, live inside that grace that's here for you to unfold. Lean in it and trust in it and empower your abundance. And if you'd like to close out your new moon ritual, I'm leaving this Empower Your Abundance meditation that's getting ready to be released on iTunes in the next couple of weeks. May you enjoy this free preview, and may the manifesting power that you are and the soul-inspired life that you came here to live be true and radiant for you. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.